that song.
Me and No Bill, they're both come from Georgia. Met Hank out in New Mexico. And bound for Durango to join Pancho Villa. We hear that it's fading in gold. I guess a man's got to do what's best and ain't found nothing better so far.
And I'd like to say, maybe I might be gay, but that don't mean I won't eat that pussy hole.
Ha!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call me a choke musician.
Sure.
Because you got to choke up on this bat. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
This actual bat that I own, not
a bad dick.
Euphemism for my cock.
Mm.
Yeah, I have a bad dick. It just turns into Dracula.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say because it's hanging upside down all day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go. I like that. Get or it's because I got T-balls.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off once.
There, that's the winner right there. Yeah. 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 I mean, this bat dick.
Oh, what is it?
Like thick like a bat? Oh, no, it's wooden. And his roommate, he calls his a bat dick too, but Ozzy Osbourne just bit the head off his.
Oh, you feel so thick. Oh, what a dumb fucking.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was fucking funny.
Oh, you guys, spread him and wet him.
Ooh, yeah.
No.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another episode of House Sadness, the podcast. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always,
is the one, the only, the underwear taker.
It's me, Casey. Screw MILFs. I'm looking for a mother I'd like to fucking get to know and to having to hold and, you know, nurture me.
Wow.
And tell me I'm a good boy.
Yay.
Stoddard. Yeah.
Such a good boy.
Yeah. In your bra.
Where's breakfast? Yeah. In your bra.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's mother's milk, you guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
And that's what they say.
Yeah, that's...
All right, OC bitches. Well, hey, well, it's November, you guys.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Feels like these months are flying by, and I've been just crying by them all, you know? Mm-hmm. Flying and crying by.
This might be posted after voting shit, you know?
Oh, yeah, I think it might be.
So we got with the, it's the voting episode.
And I vote.
Where we talk.
Two thumbs down. Yeah. On those.
I'm a little upset about a bad sexual episode I had last night.
I hear you.
Yeah, you guys. Okay, so I want to just start this off. I forgot to tell a scary story from last week.
Yeah.
And this one actually kind of will fit pretty well because I'll have just had a visit from my good friend Melissa.
Past guest.
Yeah, past guest.
Past out guest.
Yeah. She was on for just a little bit, enough for us to tell a story, which was nice. And now I've got a less funny story. Yeah, it's just
great lady.
Just kind of creepy. Very great lady. Yeah, and
a lot of fun.
I'm sure I'll end up talking about the weekend that we had next time we record. So it'll be post.
Yeah. We record 69 at a time.
Baloney.
For everyone who asked me in Grand Rapids.
Oh, they asked you
how many fucking episodes you record at once? I was like, usually two. They're like, damn. And I was like,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah. It's like, no.
We got shit to do, you guys.
Kind of standard, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry we're efficient.
Yeah.
Wow.
you said two, and they're like, damn. And you're like, okay. that's what happened when you said two.
Like, how'd you make that? Yeah.
What? That's too many.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. So I got this story. I'm probably gonna fuck it up a little bit, but it's actually kind of freaky. It was like my own kind of after listening to the Ghost Whisperers, I remembered it, but I was too. I don't know. I think I might have been possessed by a tickle monster last episode as well. So I just wasn't thinking straight. You know, a little too much of Devil's Hot Sauce, but. So my friend Melissa and I think it had to have been around Halloween, or it was just like a spur of the moment kind of thing.
What year?
Shit. I want to say like 6 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe five. I was living with Woody in the apartment complex that we were in at the time, And Melissa and I both decided that...
Good old Cherry Street.
Yeah. We decided that it would be fun to just take a road trip. We hadn't taken a road trip. Either one of us had been on like a trip or a road trip in a while. And we thought it'd be fun to go camping somewhere on like a campsite.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to think of like a fun place to go. And so I was trying to look up like World's Biggest Spoon or like those weird attractions and shit. I thought that could be neat. And there was none like close enough that would be fun. And so we decided we're going to go to Hell, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, it's hell.
Yeah.
And
it's funny.
So we thought that was a fun idea. And so she packed up her sleeping bag and tent. And she met me over at my place. And we got like a cooler and we got all the accoutrement for camping and so forth. And so Colin Firth. And we hit the road, Jack. And don't you look back because...
I mean, your boobs are huge. Right. I mean, I want to squeeze them.
You know...
Every time people are like, who's Melissa? I'm like...
I'm a little upset.
Oh, no, God damn it. Fuck.
What I had last night.
I had to push the one above it. They're like, who's Melissa? And I'm like, well...
She's the one that gets plastered and calls him a retard.
She does call us a retard a lot.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Yeah, that first one was a mistake. Wink.
I remember when people are like, who's Melissa?
That dude is gay.
And it's like, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Michael Bird, because that dude...
That dude is gay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Wait, were you talking about Michael Bird?
But he's gay.
And, yeah, I don't know.
Penis! Two penises! Right,
so sorry, I packed up two penises, and we hit the road. And, yeah, we drove out there. It was fun. I can't really remember how far away it was, but by the time we got out there, it was dark. And so we're trying to find this campground that I had looked up that you could just show up at and you like just put your money in an envelope.
Oh, really?
To stay for the night.
Like on the honor system.
Yeah, just total honor system. Wow. And so we did that. And it was really fucking creepy getting out there. It was just like super still. It was cold out. It had to have been in like October or November.
Ooh, not prime camping time.
No, not at all. No. And so luckily we bought like a lot of wood and... so we could have a campfire, and we got a bunch of beer. I think we bought like some Bush camo beer, just because
yeah,
it was
did.
Camo. And I don't even remember. We had to have eaten something, but I don't think we brought like hot dogs or some shit to eat. Maybe we, fuck, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa will tell me. I'll correct it later. Yeah, and so we get to this campground. We drive around the track, and usually those places are packed. It's on this lake. This really cool lake, but creepy as fuck because the moon is out like big.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just this really crazy, like, but beautiful, serene kind of fucking setup. But it's dark as fuck. It's pitch black. I mean, it's Michigan.
Yeah.
It's the Michigan cold night.
Yeah.
So it's just dead quiet. We get there and I'm in my stepdad's big ass truck. No. Yes. Yes, I am. That was before I had the Land Rover, I think.
The four truck man.
He's a four truck man. That's all I drive.
Besides cowboys' butts, they drive me nuts.
They drive me nuts too. And so we drive around. And we're looking for a place to set up, and there's only one other person in the campground.
Ooh, wow, okay.
And they're set up, and they have like this weird little RV thing. Like clearly, either just living out of that, or just up to no good.
Yeah,
I can't. Yeah, I think it was one person. It might have been two, but we're just too excited. So we go. We pick out a site. And we start setting stuff up. We get a fire going right away. And then I go walking through some shit to find some kindling wood. And I get everything set up. And I got to say, I'm pretty goddamn good at building a fire.
Okay.
It's pretty great, you know.
I believe it.
You build a great teepee and then burn it down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we get everything set up. We're cracking some beers. We're cracking some laughs. We're cracking some rears.
Hell yeah.
To fully. And yeah, we're just hanging out. We're having a good time. We're laughing a lot. It's getting fucking cold as shit. We're getting drunk. And then we decide that we're going to lay down and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we go into the tent, and neither one of us packed enough fucking blankets
at all. Not.
And so it is just fucking ice cold. Like the coldest I remember being in a long time, like even now.
Yeah.
It was freezing. And it just, it wasn't, nothing was helping at all. And so we both kind of were like, all right, fuck this, right?
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay, yeah, let's fucking go. And we get in the truck. And so we decided we're just going to pack everything up. And I think at one point one of us looked over at the other campsite and it looked like the other person had just gone to bed and they left their campfire going. And so we pack everything up and we load the truck up. And mind you, it's still fucking creepy, but we're both like dead ass tired.
Yeah.
And I think we maybe both like fell asleep quickly, but then woke up and like pretty quick afterwards. So yeah. We're both hazy as shit. And we get everything packed in the truck real quick and real like hastily. And I get in the truck, lock the doors, turn the lights on. And then as I'm backing out and we go to pull away, there's a fucking silhouette of a guy standing like by the trees,
yeah,
right in our fucking campsite.
Yeah.
And so I just fucking hit the gas and go, and she didn't see shit, I don't think. And I start like fucking panicking, and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like I'm pretty sure we almost would have just gotten fucking murdered.
Yeah.
And, or he was just like watching and listening, hoping that we were going to fuck or something.
Yeah.
Or something. It was not, yeah. It was
up to no good.
There was no good happening. And, so we book it the fuck out of there. And then after I tell her, she starts freaking out. And it's just left us with this weird air and like this crazy adrenaline rushing through my fucking body. And then we drove to this, this eatery that we were going to go to that was supposed to have like really good food or some shit. And mm-hmm. they weren't open cause it was fucking like 4 or 5 in the morning. Yeah. And, so then we just kind of drove around hell and, watched kids going to school. And then we drive to this place and it's a little brighter out, and we take pictures with this Hell Michigan sign and shit, and where you put your head through the fucking shit and you look like a ghoul or whatever.
Yeah.
We were looking more like fools.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was spooky as shit, man. And I don't have a lot of like missed calls stories like that.
Yeah.
I'd have a lot of missed calls. I don't pay attention to the vibrations in my pockets, you know.
Because usually.
Too busy front coming. And
is that a back coming?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And, I don't know. It was creepy as shit. And,
yeah, man, I don't like that.
It was a pretty fun trip, but it was funny because it was just like, that was it. And it wasn't like we're going to try to camp again after fucking some shit like that. And, it was a neat little like spur of the moment thing. And, we had a good time. It was fun.
I fucking hate camping,
except
bro.
Except for that shit. Yeah? Not a big fan.
Fuck camping.
Fuck camping, bro.
No, I hate it. I really do hate it.
Well, what is it that you hate so much?
What's your profanity?
I just don't like camping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. You know what sucks is like being by a fire is awesome. Yeah. How in the fuck does the smell of the fire smell so much fucking worse when you're away from the fire?
Mm.
Some people love that smell. And like I love the smell of like jerky or like a hickory smell or something when people are doing shit like that or whatever. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But there's like I think I have a weird sensitivity to smells though too, because there's certain things like, goddamn, the lady next to me at work has this fucking hand sanitizer.
Oof.
That gives me like a headache.
Yeah.
Because of the smell. And that's what fire smells do for me.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
I enjoy a good bonfire, but I just want to go sleep inside, you know? I don't want to sleep on the fucking ground.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
then
a good
crickets.
Point.
Crickets fucking. Yeah. Annoying.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That's all. No, I feel you there. Yeah. I don't know. I do enjoy camping, but I mean, I haven't been in a really long time, and it hasn't, like, I'm not, like, really missing it, but I'm not against it.
Yeah.
If somebody was like, hey, let's go camping. I prefer if we, like, went camping in a cabin or some shit.
Yeah, I'll do that. I just don't want to sleep in a tent.
But, tent sleeping can be rough.
Yeah. And then there's nowhere to shower. I like showering.
Yeah, that is true. Especially, like, now. I've always been like this, but especially, like, now, I have a really fucking hard time even functioning the next day if I can't, like, take a shower or at least, like, somehow get my whole body wet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I've even just jumped in a pool, and it's better than just that weird, gross funk you feel from being
all
alive,
that semen on you.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to have such wide loads.
Yeah, gotta wash my dirty holes.
Come on, you guys. But yeah, that was a creepy story from that. It was quick, but I don't really have a ton of like creepy fucking stories.
Scary, buddy.
But yeah. So what is? You got anything else to begin?
Creepy story. I just
not even creepy, but I just mean like anything you've been up to or anything you wanna talk about. Okay.
Talked about Michigan and the parties.
Yeah.
That's about it, yeah.
All right. Cool. Well,
dive on in head first, fuckers.
Getting in that pussy hole.
I think so. Yeah. This is about not getting in, you guys.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's.
I got muscles, Greg, would you fuck me? Yes.
Ooh.
He would.
Speedy.
Yep.
Gone all ass.
Oh, I was going to say guzzle all ass, ooh, but gone okay, all ass good. Is good too.
He's gone all ass.
Oh, he's got the whole thing hanging out.
Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Oh, you guys. What do you got for me there, buddy?
I got Joseph Ignis Guillotine.
Oh, okay.
Guy, is it guillotine or guillotine? I like guillotine.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it's his last name. So, I mean, was he the inventor of the guillotine? Yes. Okay, then it's. I think it's guillotine.
Yeah, I'm going to go with guillotine. He wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave him the old guillotine.
Oh, wow.
Cut my dick off and threw it at him, put it in a basket, and then, you know.
It sounds like penis Ovaltine.
Like, more penis Ovaltine, please. More guillotine, please.
Yeah, more guillotine, please.
Yeah.
You stir it with your cock.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an oval for
it's,
you.
It's man milk.
Ooh, okay.
With powder chowder and chowder powder. and yeah, and then you stir it with your cock, and it's called guillotine. More guillotine, please.
I like it.
That one would be easy for me to make.
I wrote it down, fucko.
Thanks.
You asshole.
Good, I like that. Thanks. It is helping me respond. All right, this is... this is Bria, a.k.a. Jaded Bria. It's a suicide girl.
Cheese?
Hey, I thought so. I almost wrote a couple of, about cheese.
Hell yeah.
Involving cheese. But Bria, Jaded Bria, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if Mama Bria, here I grow again. And it's my my penis.
I love guys.
Yeah. Why won't she fuck me? Jaded Bria, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if Mama Bria, them some spicy sweet balls. It's like a Chinese chicken. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken, mm-hmm. Spicy and sweet. But Chickadee China, the Chinese dickin.
Ooh.
Between my balls.
Your brain size ticking.
Yep, that's what it is. Yep. And Bria. A Jaded Bria, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if, hey, Jaded, you got me in exile and I'm jerking off in a tree.
Mm.
So jaded, you wouldn't touch my bat, but you asked me if you can pee. You're getting it all over me. X-rated.
Mm. Even that fat one.
Then nice. She wouldn't fuck me even if I sang like a... somebody's aunt.
Yeah.
I like it.
Aunt Tyler.
Ooh.
You know. Peeven Tyler.
Yeah.
That's what they call me.
Beeven.
Beeven Tyler is good. I like that.
That's smoking like a true asshole.
I got Smokey the Bear. Remember that fuck?
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know. Yeah. I do.
He wouldn't fuck me, not even if he could prevent forest fires by fucking me.
Oh, wow. Like,
pretty selfish.
He wouldn't even fuck you then? That's real selfish.
No, he's like, then what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And I was like, fuck me more, bud.
Fuck me more, fuck me more. How much woods would you save?
Not enough.
Apparently. Not enough.
Nope. Fuck you, Smokey. Smokey the bitch.
That'd be a weird superpower to have. Casey, you know Casey has a superpower?
Yeah,
what is it? Well, if a bear fucks him, if one specific bear fucks him, it stops all wildfires that are currently happening. Yeah. Just currently.
Mm-hmm.
And then if another one starts, he's got to fuck him again.
Yeah.
That boy has gone through so many honey enemas.
Good thing he lives in California.
Yeah.
Fire season's coming up.
Yeah. What are that? That would be dangerous. That'd be a dangerous fuck.
I know.
Would you think he's declawed? I'd hope he is.
Yeah. I'd circumcise his fingers.
You wouldn't want him to scratch your back while you're fucking.
Because
he would kill you.
Yeah.
Or at least paralyze you, which would, I guess,
Be slamming salmon.
Yeah, and then that's all he'd be slamming is salmon, because you'd just be laying there like a dead fish.
Mm-hmm. Give him the old, dead fish.
Okay. I was going to say Jack Creature.
Ooh, okay.
All right. This is Zoe Marie, also a suicide girl. Zoe Marie, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if someone was killing Zoe's as standards.
Okay.
You know that movie, Killing Zoe?
Yep.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if she was spilling Zoe.
Oh.
You know, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was drilling Zoe.
Yeah.
She also wouldn't fuck me, not even if she needed a filling Zoe.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And I was a dentist. You guys, that's not about filling her with anything but teeth fillings.
Yeah. What if you were... Do you have more?
Yep.
Okay.
One more. You can go ahead, though. You won't... This one won't... You won't ruin
it. Okay, I was going to say, what if you're a prostitute and you're constantly billing Zoe?
Ooh,
you pay
like
up
that.
For fucking me.
That's the only time she'd fuck me.
Yeah.
Is if she was billing Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
That's her nickname, billing Zoe. And you're like, you can... She doesn't like being called a prostitute.
What if you're trying to turn her into a pickle?
Tell me.
Give her that dilling
Zoe.
Ooh. Yeah.
Very kosher.
Yeah.
Hey, she just squirted all over our kitchen floor
yeah,
earlier.
Exactly. Zoe?
Who did it? Dilling Zoe?
Thought I had a doe-dacious smell something. That
oh, there you go.
No.
That was good.
Continue.
Did I ever tell you about that time I took mushrooms and I wrote myself a note in my phone that I thought was so fucking funny, and I just wrote, Zoe Day News Channel.
Oh, no.
So stupid.
I thought it was a Zoe Day Chappelle.
No, no. That was funny. That was a funny... That's a funny picture. I didn't make that, though.
Yeah.
All right, and Zoe Marie, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if Zoe got to knowy how bright she could glowy by giving a blowy and spreading my doughy on her pretty showy while I take my toey and rub it in slowy.
Mm.
So that's, you know, she blows me,
mm-hmm.
and then I come on her face.
Yeah.
And I rub it in with my toe.
And you call it your dough?
And I call it my dough. And I rub my dough in with my toe, and and then her showy, her face, glowies,
mm-hmm.
you know, because...
I like it.
Yeah, it's cum. Cum yeah. makes you glow.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. That's why those vampires in Twilight all sparkled.
That's why my tummy looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Filled with semen.
He looks like
I did it! It was an accident!
He looks like one of those glowworms.
Yeah.
My sister had one of those she would sleep with.
You gotta drink some
Pepto. Was it you? Hmm? It was you.
It was me.
You need some Pepto?
Yeah, my just got hit with a wave of upset tummy.
Well, grab some. I'll introduce this next thing here. All right, you guys. So it's been a while. It's been a while since we've caught up with Mr. Clement, this kooky case of Clement. I know we had a bit of a, not a hiatus, but it was a cry. We'll call it a cryatus. Where we missed a week and then hit you back with two episodes in 1 week. And I mean, they were different, but we've been missing Clement.
Yeah.
So
what's that fucker up to?
Yeah, we got him we got a call, so we got him back, and we're gonna bring you a new Clement call here. And I'm pretty excited about it. He's always very entertaining. We got a little bit of a Clement call, and I'm really curious, excuse me, to hear what he has to say. You guys ready? Are you ready, Casey?
Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What's up, House Sadness Podcast? It's Clement, giving you a call from the pen. Good to talk to you boys. Sorry, I'm a little bit indisposed at the moment. It's funny. Last week, you guys were talking about if we had conjugal visits over here in the pan.
Oh boy.
And not only do we do, but I'm currently in the middle of one right now.
Oh, wow.
Brunette's actually here with me. Say hello, baby. She says, what's up, Casey? I don't know, man. Brunette's got a thing for Casey. And shut up, bitch. I'm in the middle of a fucking conversation. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Oh,
thank you. God damn. Anyway, man. Sorry. I'm not gonna lie, boys. I'm walking on cloud nine right now. It turns out that your boy Clement has been acquitted of all charges in relation to the
wow
case. Yeah, man, I'm getting free. I'm getting sprung. 2 weeks, man. Yeah, it kind of came out of left field. It was a trip. We went into another day on the case, and it turns out I got off on a technicality. God damn, you got to love those judicial loopholes. But yeah, it turns out the arresting officer who brought me in apparently didn't correctly read me my Miranda rights.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so the officer, I can't really...
I've heard of that before.
Yeah?
I've heard of that. Where the problem is some policeman will accidentally read you your Amanda rights.
Yeah.
And
Amanda.
Yeah, you have the right to remain silent.
It's much while we watch the show.
Yeah. So it happens all the time, man. I mean, that's actually how her show got started.
Wow.
Everyone on the cast was acquitted of their charges of
anti-pedophilia.
I was gonna say apopedophilia, which is just when young kids go on a adult fucking rampage.
Okay,
it's a dangerous game.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have. We'll move on.
It's all right.
Recall his last name. I know he had sort of a Jewy sounding last name, but it turns out he forgot to say the part where I'm supposed to get a lawyer. So apparently that's a big no-no, and they're going to acquit me of all the charges as a result. And man, I'll tell you, that district attorney, that bitch is pissed, man. She is so fucking pissed. But like I said, you know, I didn't do the crime. I felt that justice was served. So your old boy Clement is gonna be getting sprung in about 2 weeks.
Oh shit!
And yeah, man, we're gonna have to figure out how I'm gonna get over to Los Angeles and talk to you boys in person, because Clement's getting sprung, man. Clement's getting out. Clement has been acquitted. Clement is coming home. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not really coming home. It looks like my trailer was repossessed. I kept it double parked in front of a Tim Hortons. So yeah, they towed that shit. Yeah, actually what happened was after they towed it, they actually designated the place as a biohazard. Some bullshit about meth being cooked up in the bathroom, which is total and utter horseshit, because the meth was getting cooked away from the bathroom. Because, you know...
You don't shit where you eat. That's why. You don't shit. You don't shit where you shoot up.
It sounds like he's shitting while she's eating.
I thought he was gonna say.
I thought he's getting a blumpkin.
Clemens not really coming home. He's coming from some dome.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh yeah.
I can't tell if she's eating corn dogs, swallowing them whole, or if she's trying to swallow him whole.
Hey man.
He did say she likes to swallow corn dogs whole.
Did? Ooh.
Yeah.
Impressive lady.
I don't know, man. Maybe his dick is foamy.
Deep fried.
Yeah. I was gonna say at least breaded.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Bread him and wet him.
He and the few of the boys that were going into a little side business for a while. You know, we were working out of my home. We were working out of my home office. You know. I think we watched a little bit too much Breaking Bad. We kind of went on a binge watching, you know, whatever they call it. And we thought, you know, hey, if that fucking little wily cocksucker Bryan Cranston can do it, then we can do it too, man.
Wily.
So, you know, we tried it for a couple weeks. We tried cooking up meth in the trailer. But like I said, this whole thing, they're like, oh, you know, we found, you know, traces of meth in the bathroom. It's such bullshit because, you know, guys, while we were working out of the trailer, were complaining that there was too much fumes coming in the bathroom when they were trying to do their number twos. So we had a team meeting and we're like, look, guys, we need to move the equipment that we're cooking the meth with away from the bathroom. You know, it's causing a little bit of turmoil, at work.
It's causing a lot of turdmoil.
I was going to say sperm oil.
Ooh, sperm oil. Yeah. There you go. It's a lot of people jerk off in the bathroom.
Yeah,
it could have been both.
Ooh, both.
At the same time, you know?
Hell yeah.
Where my cream pie? Sperm
no,
oil.
No, people aren't happy, and, you know, we want to respect their private time and you know, just respect the space. And, you know, quite honestly, fellas, I'm a little bit proud of us, because the bathroom in my trailer, we had another meeting, and we all agreed and voted on making it a gender-neutral bathroom.
Oh, that's progressive.
So at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is Clement is all about progress, boys.
Yeah.
Clement's all about progress.
Sounds like you're progressing.
Hold on one second. You're doing good, baby. Yeah, you're doing real good. No. Put the Jolly Rancher in. No, the grape one. All right, thank you, baby. She's almost done. Don't worry about it. Shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm sorry. I love you. Anyway, boys, yeah, not much to say. I'm just so excited. I'm excited to get back to my groove. Don't got no real job to come back to, so you know that's also a plus. But yeah, just some quick updates. The Team Cubanos and the Team Casey people had our little party. And it went really well, man. You know, we had some lasagna got cooked up. You know, the toilet wine was just a big, big hit, you know, once again. And we finally decided to merge the Team Casey's and the Team Cubanos into one team.
Yes.
And now we are calling ourselves Team Sadness. That's right, fellas.
Yep.
We've reunited.
I like it.
We've, you know, settled our differences. And, you know, we're just going to be one big happy family now, man. But, yeah, man, like I said, it was a big hit.
Oh, he's getting close.
You know, it was a real kumbaya, like Woodstock moment, man, you know.
Kumbaya.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
And, yeah, we did it.
Yep.
Just to have, you know, all the Team Cubano people and all those really sort of weak-willed, sort of pussy-ass Team Casey people,
wow.
You know, we all came together and... You know, while I don't like some of those Team Casey boys, it's like, you know what? You're a piece of shit, but you're my pieces of shit now.
And you know what? They say opposites attract, because didn't he say that his lady has a thing for Casey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Just ask Paula Abdul. Opposites attract.
Oh, yeah.
None of that sounded like her song, I'm sure.
I don't know the song. It's okay. I don't know, the one with the cat or something?
Yeah. Take two steps forward, take two steps back. I fuck this cat and opposites attract.
She
I think that's how
that.
It goes.
Sure.
Yeah, and while watching all that. All right.
I vouch for you. Just like Jacob has to vouch for Casey, you know, how when Jacob has to take Casey out in public, you know, he probably has to apologize for his behavior, you know, more often than not.
Yep.
And like I said, you know, I'm done hating the differences. I'm coming to embrace the differences. So, yeah, the Team Cubanos and Team Casey people, we are now referring ourselves as the Team Sadness Group.
Okay.
You know, House Sadness fans.
Team Sadness Group. I think you can drop one of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about the end?
Yeah, just take group off.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I think that'll be all right. Yep. Team Sadness works pretty well.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Number one, we're going to be meeting every Friday on the regular. Mm. Well, the boys will. Like I said, I'm getting out, so as soon as I'm gone, fuck those assholes. But, no, man, I'm just so stoked.
Hey, there's no brown eye in team.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's right? What I like, yeah.
You gotta stick with your crew, man,
mm-hmm.
or they'll stick it to you. That's a motto that I heard from jail.
Stab you.
Yeah. You know.
So happy, you know, to be coming back into the world. Just really looking forward to talking to you guys in person, meeting you guys, just finally being able to look at Jacob and soak in that eighth wonder of the natural world in person. I'm just really looking forward to it. I just want to say for a second, man, because I got to get back to this. This girl's asking if she can use fingers. And once she start using fingers, you know, I'm, you know, it's off to the races. And, you know, I just want to say, Casey.
I'm listening.
I don't want to hate on you anymore, man.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I don't want to hate on you. I don't want us to have any sort of tension. And I just want you and I to be good friends, man.
Oh, wow.
You know, I don't want to judge you for being, you know, being a little bit weird, you know, not being that smart, you know, being a little bit gay, you know. I don't want to judge you
just a little
for,
bit
for your laundry list of flaws,
just
Casey. I just want you and I I just want you and I to, you know, be friends, or the closest thing to friends, where it's like, you know, Casey, you know, I want Jacob to sort of be our joint friend, and then we, you know, have to hang out with each other because, you know, we share the same friend, and while we might not like each other, you know, we tolerate one another. That's what I'm trying to say, Casey.
I can do that.
I don't want to hate on you anymore. I just want to tolerate you and your bullshit.
That's okay.
That being said, boys, I'm going to keep it brief this week. Brunette and I got some stuff that...
He's going to keep it in his briefs.
Yeah, queef this week.
Queef, yeah.
We got some celebrating to do, man. Let me put it that way. So we'll give you boys a call again soon. And with that... What's that? Say it again. Okay, she wants to play some music. Brunette says she can't get off unless she's playing some music.
I hope she sings a song.
With that, boys, I'll give you a call again soon. And hope you have a great weekend. And good. Have a good one, boys. Oh, God. Super. Super for your trash, nasty speed. Smart, walking dirty, trying to make all the boys weed. With a voice that make them come, so I've been told. I got rough sex here, and a pussy made a go. Always just running, shivering, and grabbing on his dick. I can tell him what it looks like. I can tell him what it is. I'm only showing.
Oh, man, that's...
Wow.
That's wild to get a song tattooed on you that you use to really just suck a mean dick you know?
Yeah.
I haven't listened to a man come in a while.
You know, I miss it.
I didn't realize how much I missed it, you know?
It's, I usually, when I'm making a man come, I just put my fingers in my ears, la 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 la.
I do this thing called 3P. You know, you've heard of DP, but I'll be sucking a dick, and then I have two that...
They'll go in your ear.
Yeah, yep. Just the Q-tip, though.
Yeah, I hear you, bud.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't hear me in the corner jerking off, I'll tell you that
much.
No,
I can't. I can see it, though.
Appreciate it.
And it's messy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like that thing they say, you know, like you don't know how much you miss something until it's gone.
Yeah, until it's in your throat.
Yeah, until it's in your throat. You don't know what you got till it's gone and came in your throat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Double the fuck with me, pussy! Yeah!
Oh, man. Well,
making progress.
Congratulations to Clement for getting everything wiped off the slate, man, and probably later wiped off of his girlfriend's face.
Yeah.
But hey.
Congrats.
Yeah, congratulations.
Pal.
Man. And congrats on becoming a new acquaintance instead of. Enemy or a rival of sorts.
Extending an Olive Garden branch. I'll accept it.
It's just a breadstick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll eat some endless soup and salad with you.
They don't have endless breadsticks anymore, I don't think.
Oh, wow.
I read that online. Maybe it might have been a clickbait.
Yeah, it might have just been designed to fuck up Josh Ortega's day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm sure they still have it because he hasn't killed himself yet. So I'm sure once they get rid of those breadsticks, he will. But,
using that pasta pass, is that what it's called?
I think so,
yeah. Damn.
I don't even really know what it is. But yeah, Clement, congratulations, man. I guess we'll have to figure out what's going on to maybe get you out here and get you in the studio sadness. Yeah. And we'll do a live one. We will have to pat you down. Oh, somebody else will pat you down at the door, because I don't want it to get too weird with any of us. I don't want it to seem like, you know, we're insinuating anything, but but also, I think you'll kill him.
Yeah, you have to spread him and wet him. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. I really wish I could do that. Like, no.
Oh, I can't do it. I have a beard. I used to be able to do it. Okay.
There you go. Spread him and wet him. Yeah. I just can't have you killing Casey.
Rent's due
on air. Yeah. Exactly. I can't cover it, and I know. Your trailer insurance probably won't cover it either there, Clement. But we'll get it figured out. I'm also very proud of you for bringing everybody together.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty much like we have a single jail now that's just filled with House Sadness fans. Yeah. And I'm not suggesting an uprising, but I mean, there's power in numbers, you guys. So
that's true.
I don't know if that's an option for you, but hey, maybe Clement won't be the only one getting sprung.
Ooh.
I mean, you guys might all be able to follow him soon after. So
Get Sir Mick Fuck, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Isn't that what you get sprung?
Oh, yeah.
He'll get you sprung. You should be a lawyer. Yeah. I'll get you sprung.
Yeah, that would be good. He has park bench ads and everything. But they're also like ejector seats. So if something will play and it'll be like, you get sprung. And then the seat of the bench shoots you off and you end up hurting yourself. But he's also
I accident lawyer.
Yeah, thank you.
Called 820.
Yes. Yeah.
0810.
He just feeds you to his anaconda. So you know what they say.
Whoa, fat bitch! You fat bitch!
Yeah, I'm glad that we got to catch up with Clement. Hopefully we get to hear from him again soon.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Within the next week at least, because as excited as I am to hear from you, bud, and see you in person, we got to do this right. We got to plan it out. I'm sorry, man. I'm not a big fan of surprises.
Yeah.
I don't want some knocking at the door, ringing the doorbell kind of thing. We got to do this right. So, yeah, just let me know. We'll talk it through. We'll get this stuff figured out before you get sprung, and we'll get you. We'll get you out of the clink and
into my stink,
into some drink, into some
drink.
But yeah, hey Clement, it was great hearing from you, man. You guys, we're gonna take a quick commercial break with some punk.
Yeah.
Wait, some punk.
You know what really makes us mad is wasting money on CDs with only one or two good songs.
Yeah. Tell them about punk.
Yeah, we got this CD called Punk. It's loaded with our favorite tunes, man.
Yeah.
Just listen. I'm alive. This punk CD has 36 tunes, man, and I'm telling you, they're all great.
Yeah.
Together we'll break these chains of love.
You also get Huey Lewis in the News.
I want a new drug, one that does what it should.
Romantics.
I hear the secret that's the key.
And The Fix.
Why don't they do what they say? Say what you mean.
You can only get this CD by calling this 800 number, man.
Yeah.
So call now. Six of these great songs on two CDs for only $26.95.
Or two cassette tapes for just $21.95.
Here's how to order.
To order Punk, call the number on your screen or send $26.95 for two CDs or $21.95 for two cassettes plus $4.95 shipping and handling to the address on your screen. Rush delivery is available. Remember, this special offer is not sold in stores.
God, that's the hottest and wettest punk I've ever tasted in these years.
Hell yeah.
I'm trying to increase tear production, tough guy.
You know, it's too late.
I am drinking cum all night.
My ass.
Out of my ass. All right, you guys. Hey, so we got a segment here that we haven't done in a little while. And, it's pretty fun. And we like to call it...
No.
Cabulary. You guys. So what we do is we're gonna give you some new
no
vocabulary, and we're just trying to be your sore asses.
Sure.
The sore asses.
Oh, yeah.
So we're gonna introduce you to some new words and give you some definitions here today, you guys. What do you think there, Stoddard? Hey, that's one.
Yeah.
Do you want me to start or do you wanna start?
I'll start her off.
All right. I got a long boy.
I got a thing called a Mississippi bullwhip.
Mississippi bullwhip.
What do you think that is there?
Man, I like the ones that start with like
a state,
city, or a state.
Me too.
And then Mississippi bullwhip.
Hell yeah!
I feel like it's something like with a girl with long hair.
Ooh, creative.
and it's like, but it's sexual.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like a girl with long hair is giving you head. And then when you say I'm about to come, she pulls away and then whips your dick with her long hair.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that character.
The Predator?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the Predator, and she does that like weird click noise that it makes too.
Oh yeah.
But I was going to say it's like the character in Mortal Kombat that whips her hair.
Oh yeah.
Gets you with it too.
Pretty close. I like that.
Is it?
No, it's not at all. Actually, I'm sorry. No. That one's way better than actually the actual definition. It is shitting in a tube / tall sock and beating someone with it.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Shitting in a tube sock or a knee high.
Or a tall sock.
Or a tall sock.
I don't know. But yeah, then you beat someone with it.
Wow.
Seems like a little much.
Man, what do you got to eat to make a turd that hard?
Yeah, exactly. You better hope you got some fucking solid proteins in there.
Yeah. Is that, I mean...
So otherwise, this is going to be a...
I wouldn't be able to do that.
A Mississippi mud pie, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it'll be a Mississippi balloon fight.
Ooh, yeah. That water balloon.
Water balloon, yeah. Yeah. Mississippi pudding party. All right. That's enough, Cuba.
I like it. It's okay.
All right. Shit. Was there an example written on it?
Oh, are you talking about, was it used in a sentence?
Yeah. Did you find the example that they wrote for it too?
Yeah, it's stupid. I fucking deleted it. That's how dumb it was. Fine, I can pull it up.
No, you don't have to if it's dumb.
I got it. It is, I gave that bitch a Mississippi bull whip last night.
Oh.
Yeah, by Joe Bond.
What? Why would that even be a...
Great, yeah.
Is that supposed to be like a sexual sentence?
I don't know.
That just sounds like somebody who...
Yeah, that sounds mean.
...accosted their... loved one.
Yeah, I don't like
with
it.
With a sock full of their own shit.
No me gusta.
What, don't you have a roll of pennies?
Yeah.
Jeez, if you're going to do something, do it right. All right, I mean, don't beat people with pennies, but...
Yeah, or poo-poo.
Abraham Lincoln didn't go through as much... He didn't birth Michael Byrd just for you to use his face to beat people to death with.
Abraham stinking.
Oh, this is like gay! It's so gay!
That's what they thought about naming...
Michael Byrd?
Michael Byrd, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
But, yeah.
What do you got over there, fatty?
He was a white piece of shit, so they were like, Byrd, you know?
Nice.
All right.
I like it.
All right. So this one has a bunch of definitions, so you have a better chance of guessing it.
Right.
And I'm going to end up reading all these, and they're all ridiculous. Some are stupid. It's called star fishing.
Okay.
Star fishing.
You jerk off in a sponge.
Mm.
Your best friend's sponge.
Okay.
I don't know. You like fucking put your dick under a rock for a while. Don't starfishes do something weird?
Patrick lives under a rock.
Yeah.
In SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I don't know how accurate that is, though. I don't know a ton about starfish.
I thought they have like a weird like endocrine system or something. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know. I got nothing.
All right. Well, I like what you said. I don't think it's on here.
No.
But I enjoy yours better than most of these. All right. So your new definition, so this is what's great, you guys, too, is we're creating new definitions for these already terms, you know, and it really makes it...
Oh, I hate to hear stuff like that.
Because we hate the other ones. We hate to hear them like that, and we're like, let's make them better by giving them...
You bitch.
Yeah.
Making them our bitch.
D.
And D, making that D your bitch.
That's what I say to my dick. Dick, you bitch.
D, you bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because it's just always crying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 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 penis crying.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
All right, so first definition here is star fishing. It's when an individual who is too fatigued to engage in sexual activity themselves lay spread out on the bed for their partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. The term starfish comes from the shape that the individual makes when they spread out.
Mm-hmm.
She was full star fishing for me last night.
Yeah.
I full doodled her good. That's really dumb.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote that wrote it in 2007, too.
Wow.
All right, here's another definition for you. Star fishing. This one's quite a bit different. Quite a bit. All
right.
Star fishing, the act of two people spreading their butt cheeks apart.
I should have known.
Touching and or rubbing each other's assholes together.
I didn't know they were chocolate star fishing. Boom.
Yeah, that's...
Hey-o, I'll see you. Good night.
We need a sound effect of a mic drop.
Yeah. I'll suck as many dicks as I've got.
That's the... That's the mic drop right there.
You think you're special.
Chocolate Starfish is really good.
Thank you.
Okay, so, oh yeah. Yes, it is a thing. Some people will state that it isn't possible. That only means that they have tried it. Elaine and I tried something new last night. We were starfishing for at least an hour. Butthole stuff. Here's another one. Starfishing. The act of floating in a body of water with all limbs outstretched in the shape of a starfish while furiously jacking off. So you almost got that one.
Yeah, so you're like a...
Kind of. But you brought a sponge in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're laying on the sponge.
Okay.
And that's your body of water.
I'm about to starburst.
Yeah, there you go. That one was written 3 days before my birthday in 2018.
Hell yeah.
By Reaper 21.
Yeah.
Starfishing is the act of five men being attached with their peens to a female all at the same time. One in the vagina, one in the anus, one in the mouth, and one in each hand.
Nice.
I caught my mom starfishing last night with my four best friends and my dad. So I grabbed my dad by his man tits, threw him to the floor, and popped my dick into my mom's now open mouth. That got aggressive real fast. Slama Llama Ding Dong is what this says on it, too. Wow.
That guy's going places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably to jail.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Starfishing. The act of fisting buttholes. Starfishers may lick your boot mud hole in the act. The act performers are obsessed with the boot hole and would much rather play in that area than normal play. Hey, look at that girl from AMP Radio is fisting that bum and paying him. I love starfishing with my friends in a circle and just jamming my hands in their boot. I haven't heard boot mud hole ever. Man, these are regressive.
It's like a boot stuck in the mud hole, but only wetter. Dave, yeah. David Tell. Yeah.
Stomp, what's that? Stomp a mud hole in your ass.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Starfishing is when a man lays outstretched like a starfish and he eats out a pussy and fingers a girl with each arm and fucks two girls with both feet and is getting a blowjob at the same time.
It's just the other one, but with no one's dad.
Yeah. Yeah, no one's dad's in this one.
Yeah.
yeah, okay, let's see. Man, okay, there's only two more. Starfishing. The act of covering your mouth and puking into your hand as you rush to the toilet, causing the projectile vomit to spread in the shape of a starfish. That one's kind of clever.
I've heard sunflowering.
Sunflowering. That
that's what I've heard that one's good. Called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's rough. I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah. I got a question. What about tar fishing?
It's when you trick your stepdad into thinking that tar fish exists.
Yeah.
When you go to the La Brea tar pits.
Yeah. It's when I beat Mike and arm wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. Chocolate tar fishing. It's when you...
asshole wrestling?
Yeah. last one here. Star fishing. Man fucks someone in the ass, male or female.
Okay.
Comes in his or her ass, takes a straw, and sucks the cum out.
That's filching.
Then kisses the person he just fucked in the ass with the cum still in his mouth. Yum. It's the end of it. Timmy came in Rachel's ass, got a pink straw, and went starfishing.
Hmm.
Then he wrote seahorsing, chocolate starfish, tickler, butt fudge, creamy mouth. So, yeah, I have no fucking clue.
All right.
Felching.
That one fell apart a little bit.
That one's felching with a straw, though, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's just classy felching.
Oh, no, no. Yeah,
you know, I'm glad they brought that straw band. Because we don't need fucking...
Starfishing in that way.
Yeah, you don't need fucking felching to... A straw to felch.
You know what I think starfishing is when you dream so big that you get a fishing pole and you just try to cast it to the sky and get and catch a star.
Ooh, I like it.
You know, but instead you end up just pulling birds out of the sky.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a fucking dude talked about fishing for a bird.
Oh yeah.
An accident on that thing. Sorry. You know.
It's okay. So this one's gonna just give us some thought because it's not as obvious as it sounds.
Okay.
It's called dog fucker. Right?
I'm glad you gave me, you prefaced it with that.
Yeah. Submitted by anonymous.
I thought I knew it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Dog fucker.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, if it isn't exactly what I'm thinking immediately, dog fucker. man, it shouldn't, it seems like this would be an easier one, but since you gave me, is there any hints?
There are no dogs involved.
Okay.
Or fucking.
Or there's no fucking.
No.
Dog fucker.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Well, that goes.
It's an adjective.
Okay. Shit. I don't know if there's no fucking involved.
Yeah.
Dog fucker.
You want it?
Give me another hint if you could. I'm pissed I can't think of anything. I'm just going to give it away, right?
Yeah.
Is there a leash involved?
Nope. No animals, no dogs, no fucking.
No animal paraphernalia?
Nope.
Dog fucker.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like the kind of thing where he's like, you really fucked the dog on that one?
Kind of.
Like screwed the pooch? It's just a different word for screwed the pooch?
Nah.
Man, dog fucker.
The OG.
Oh, is it somebody? Oh, there's no fucking involved. I was going to say, maybe it's somebody who fucks their best friend, you know? That's my dog right there.
Yeah, that's good.
And
like
they
that.
Fuck each other.
Do you want it?
Yeah, that was my best guess.
Basically, a term used to describe an individual who does not do his fair share of work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
A person who fucks the dog or is dog fucking. And then this is a typo.
Fucks the dog is screw the pooch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's close, yeah.
So I got a little close.
Yeah, and the sentence is, my supervisor at the factory, is the biggest dog fucker in the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a lazy piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Dog fucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Around yeah, here, we call him Adam Deggy. So
oh, JK, okay, yeah.
JK. I keyed.
Okay, yeah. Let me see.
Pretty lame. But it just, I was like, that's dumb, you know? You know
yeah, no, like, I like that. I haven't heard
I've
it before.
I've had better.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think I did these two before. Did I do skinship?
I don't think so.
Okay, skinship.
Sounds like a friend that, you know, you just wear their skin around.
Oh.
Like friend, like kinship. Oh, your sibling that you wear their skin around.
Skinship, yeah. Yeah.
Or,
it's like your chili, so it's like, hey, do you want to borrow my skin?
Yeah. It's probably something with foreskins and then like putting your penises together or your somebody, or you're doing DP.
Oh, okay.
And you can, or
set sail in that ass.
Yeah, or you're just
skin ship.
You're swimming dick first.
Oh wow,
you're,
okay.
You're racing.
Oh, it's like those weird boats you see that like yeah. like are just on one blade,
mm-hmm.
but you're just like supermaning with your dick just yeah. in the water.
And there's a squirrel behind on jet skis.
yeah, I've seen that on AFV. I think.
Oh yeah,
I saw that video.
Wow, yeah,
that's impressive. How long did that take you to? Master that. Masturbate.
I was born to do it, baby. yeah. I got nothing. I don't know.
All right. In Korea, the term skinship is used to describe the act of intimate, non-sexual touching between very close, usually same sex but can include both genders, platonic friends. It involves acts such as holding hands/arms, hugging and kissing on the cheeks.
Okay.
That's a skinship.
Yeah.
So it's like a friendship, but you get to touch skin.
Wow.
But it's not sexual.
And skin. Nice.
And skins. Sometimes it goes even deeper than that.
Yep.
And can even involve bathing together.
The inside skin.
As Koreans and the Japanese believe that group nudity helps break down the barriers and helps establish a closer relationship.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's get naked and find out.
Yeah. You're not?
Boop.
Ugh. Yeah, so that's skinship, you guys.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's, hey. That's
I like
a,
that.
It's a new one I've never knew or learned before.
No, how many more do you want to do?
Let's just move to the ones we wrote.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, sure.
Is that good? Unless you wanted to do another one. Another
no, that's fine,
other one.
Did you do one called the Belmont Transfer?
No.
Okay. I picked it because it like, there's a Belmont stop in Chicago.
Okay.
And it is this... Yeah, it involves Chicago, but yeah.
Do you want to do one more then, or
no? Okay. I was just wondering. We'll save it for the next time.
Okay, that
sounds good. Let's just move on to the next one.
Yeah. So
the ones we
these
did
are the ones that we did. Yeah, I forgot to write a fucking sentence for mine.
Me too.
Okay.
You want me to go?
Sure. Sure. Either one. I don't care.
Okay.
Let's flip a Michael Bird's dad.
Sure.
And see if it's deads or tails.
Ooh. Rails. I don't know. All right. Mine is called Come and Comer.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
You're out with your boys, right?
Yeah.
Eat some hot peppers. And all that's available to drink is your boy's milk.
Oh, no.
So they drop trow, and you get to tugging. And if you're good at it, like I am, your boys turn and look each other in the eye and come. And you try to catch the cum on your tongue like it's ketchup and mustard, like that scene in Dumb and Dumber. And then you throw a salt shaker over your shoulder, and you call it a day. And then at the end, you shove some, you're like, Plan B pills are good. Plan B pills are good.
Anyone who is nearby, you guys just shove them down their throat.
Yeah.
Like that. Like,
check, please.
Everybody you came on, you turn and you point at and you laugh.
Yeah. Hey, man, it was just a goof. That's what I always say, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That would be good. And then at the end, it's somebody's like, who's the dead man that hit me with the cum maker?
Yeah.
It's added it all together. I like that. All right. Well, here's mine. It's called The Gain Mantis.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. It's when one man cuts off the head of their partner, then swallows all of their cum as quickly as possible, not letting a drop of it hit the ground.
Ooh.
It's a Gain Mantis.
Mm-hmm.
There's variations, though. There's a four-plane mantis.
Ooh.
And this version works for all sexual preferences. And it's pretty much the same thing, but it's just when you're foreplay.
I like
you
it.
Know?
Yeah.
Same thing, though. You know, you just try to drink up all the cum before it hits the ground.
Yeah. The Gain Mantis.
Yeah. Hey, that could be another variation. There's one more variation. It's the Parfait Mantis.
Okay.
And this one, you just substitute the cum for a big yogurt parfait.
Ooh, I like yogurt
parfaits. Or you could just add granola and strawberries to the cum.
Hey.
You know?
So, get some fucking protein in there. Protein.
Well, it's in there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Get some texture in there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, you know, you're fucking somebody, and when they're about to come, you chop their head off.
Yeah.
And you just suck it down.
Yeah.
Suck it all down.
Drink it up.
Yeah, because you don't want the cum to hit the floor, because if blood and cum mix together. Yeah.
5-second rule.
Babies.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah. Danger babies happen, you know?
Rodney Dangerfield
Sugar
babies.
Yeah. Yeah. Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, so the Gain Mantis.
I like it.
I think you can only do it if you're gay, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Wow.
So.
More, good thing we're not alienating my gay ass.
Yeah. There is one more variation for the straights. It's called the Lane Mantis.
Uh-huh.
So that it's the same thing. But, yeah. So if your girl starts to squirt, really make it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Chop her head off. That's the quote for that one too. You know, and they
tell me about it. Stir.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
and you know the head stays alive for what 3.6 seconds? 3.69 seconds.
Yeah, dude.
3.14 apple cream pie.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to watch you desperately. Trying to suck up all their juices.
Yeah.
That's a pretty neat sight.
I buy it.
You know, it means they really love you.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like eating crawfish.
Yeah.
You just bite the heads off and right and suck it down?
Yeah.
Sure.
Completely.
Never had it.
I've never had it either.
Looks
but,
fucking disgusting.
I can't do it. It doesn't work for me.
I can't cut someone's head off. Call me a bitch. I don't care.
You're a pervert.
Thank you. Can't do it. Can't do it, Philip.
Just can't. It won't happen.
Yeah.
All right. All right, you guys. Well, that was no cabulary. And I'm sorry. I meant to say that was
no
cabulary.
Nice.
And I hope you guys learned something. Maybe you can put some of these new words into effect.
Yeah.
And maybe you can put them into no FX. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they could put them in some lyrics.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Because you know what?
Yep. Yep.
How about I knock you around a little bit?
No, or else I'll knock you around a little bit. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick 30 seconds of some Trojans.
Oh, Billy Ray, you grow the biggest zucchini in these parts.
Oh, Bobby Sue.
Trojan man.
What are you doing here?
Looks like you're planting more than crops.
No, no.
Trojan latex condoms help give you the protection you need.
That's good.
Trust Trojan to experience your ultimate excitement and pleasure.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
My job is done here. Okay, first we'll check out that cute little filly. Trojan, America's number one condom. The most trusted for a most enjoyable experience.
Yeah, well, I'm not sitting here playing whack-a-mole, fella. It's some rough stuff up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. That's why you need Trojan brand condoms, because...
I'm kicking my ass, do you mind?
Do you?
I'm a Trojan man. That's all I wear when I fuck guys.
That's all I ride.
Yeah.
Ride Trojan condoms on pickle dicks.
Pickle dicks.
Yep. Yeah, okay, you guys.
I dropped the screw in the tuna.
I think we're gonna close up shop here, you guys. Yeah. I think we're gonna bring it home and we're gonna
I wanna kiss you all over and over and again.
It's just the feeling is too strong and it's just too late to go back.
Yeah.
So we're at that point in the episode, you guys, you know it and we blow it. It's you know what they call it. It's called
Somebody Shit in the Locker.
It's called Name That Episode.
Yeah.
I wrote one thing down. Stoddard, what do you got?
I got...
Well, I don't know. 100,000 pounds?
100,000 pounds of titles?
Yeah, I got...
Oof, this
I got,
is going to take a while, you guys.
I got Front Coming. More Deotine, Please.
I like that.
There's No Brown Eye and Team. And Chocolate Starfishing.
I have a weird feeling that There's No Brown Eye and Team has been done before, but I really like it a lot.
It's funny.
I want to go with that one or more
Deotine,
Please.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah. I like both those. Yeah.
So I'm gonna pick both of those, and then I have Bread 'em and Wet 'em. So. all I'm thinking about is
that one's just gonna stick around for a while.
Yeah, is like a mozzarella stick coming out of a zipper, something like that. But I like I really like the other two more. They just will not stop fucking yelling just constantly.
Yeah, man,
it's crazy that we have headphones on and we can still hear that shit. What was Jesus Christ? What was the one that I liked the most?
There's No Brown Eye and Team.
There's No Brown Eye and Team. Okay.
Or More Deotine, Please.
That one's at the tops. I definitely know I can do something with More Deotine, Please. And pretty sure I could do something with Bread 'em and Wet 'em.
Oh, but, yeah, probably.
I think, I'm going to go with what I already said 6 different times now. It was twice. I get it. Okay. Yes, I know I'm an
Speak
idiot.
For yourself.
Yeah.
Moron.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, I apologize for everything. As usual. And I don't know. It's good to be back. It's back to some normal casts here. And hope you guys had a great start to your November.
Yeah.
And when's this one coming out? The 7th.
Yeah.
Something like that. I was going to say 7th. remember the 5th of November or whatever. You know why you got to remember it?
Cuz I'm gay.
Cuz your boobs are huge.
Ooh, I want to fist them.
I mean, I want to squeeze them.
Yeah, it'll be the 7th.
Okay. Well, hey, you guys, my name is Jacob Allen Kuban.
After Erection Day.
Thanks for listening. I apologize for everything. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. That's one L in between two A's. It's like
some A cups?
Yeah. It's one thin dick in between a couple of A cups. Yeah. Some booters. And you can find me online at Instagram. Just do that instead of anything else. Also, I haven't mentioned in a while, you can call House Sadness. You can call us up and leave a message. I think you can only leave like a 3-minute message. But hey, if you want to send something longer, just why don't you send us the recorded clip to thetrash@housesadness.com.
Oh, nice.
And we will definitely play it on here. And it would be a lot of fun. Let's do that. Somebody fucking do that. That'd be neat. But if you only have 3 minutes worth of shit to say and you want to just, you know, fucking spread them and wet them on us, you can call us at 1-760-848-7857. And for those of you who hate numbers and prefer letters, that's 1-760-TIT-PULP.
Titty pulp.
Tit pulp, you guys. So yeah. Give us a ring. It'll be fun. You can actually even text us if you want. I get texting on that.
Oh, nice.
So it's pretty fantastic. Go to moistjunk.com. Check out some of the clothing that I make. Order it up for Christmas. You know, I got a lot of shit in there. And I know I've said this before, but I'll be coming home for Christmas. Dama's wrong again. if Jennifer Dama ever tells you not to buy from Moist Junk or it's a terrible idea, well... Dama's wrong again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear you.
And yeah. So yeah, hit up moistjunk.com. If you do and you order some stuff, use the promo code FARTCAST and you will get 15% off your entire order. And do know that pretty much like 75% of the products that I sell, I make myself.
Nice.
So yeah, my hands will be all over what you're going to put on your body. So it's pretty much like I'm touching your body.
Yeah.
You guys. And I'm touching it for 15% off. You know, no one has a deal like that. Not even the best hooker in town.
That's true.
So, yeah, I don't know. Giddy up and, I don't know. You know, feel my hands on you. I think that's all I got. Casey, what do you got?
Just write me a letter.
Just write him a whole letter. Mm. Hey, you know what? It's like writing to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But write it to,
spread them and letter them, you know?
Spread them and let them let my people go.
Hell yeah, no.
All right, you guys. I don't know. I'm gay.
Bye bye.
And Grandpa Durango to join Pancho Villa. We hear that it's paying to go. I guess a man's got to do what's best and ain't found nothing better so far. Been called mercenaries and with no country, with just soldiers in search of war. And the band for the border with soldiers, soldiers. We'll fight for no country and we'll die for the pay. Under the flag of the greenback dollar or the peso down Mexico.
Hey, Steve, would you do Elijah's Church? He's got